church sanctifies the postmodern culture as if it is legitimate and says, if we're going to reach these people, you know, we got to become like these people. That's never been the biblical way. Never. The Bible does not change. It's not a chameleon. It doesn't shift and change and adapt to culture. It confronts culture. It confronts an Aboriginal culture. It confronts an ancient culture. It confronts a modern culture. It confronts every trend with fixed, unchanging truth in every situation. And the emerging church not only is unwilling to believe the clear statement of Scripture, but it's unwilling to take the clear statement of Scripture and confront the culture. It wants to let the culture define what Christianity should be.
It seems like as long as I can remember, and even in my study of church history, this goes back for centuries, generations, there's always been an element in the church that thinks what we desperately need to do in order to reach the world is adapt our thinking and our language and everything to whatever's happening in the culture at the moment. This is just another expression of that, right?
Yeah. Well, why would we fail to understand that there are two opposite dominating worldviews? One is Satan and the other is God. Okay, we have a worldview that belongs to Satan and his children and the darkness. And we have a worldview that belongs to God and his children and the light. And they are in absolute opposition to each other. And there is no possible accommodation. That's foundational in the Bible. That's as foundational as you can get. And the idea that somehow Christianity has to be reinvented to accommodate itself to any pattern of cultural thinking, first of all, is blatantly wrong at its foundational level. And also, it's hopeless in its ability to actually do that because the culture moves so fast. What culture are they talking about? They're talking about a postmodern culture. Who does that involve? That involves, as you said in the beginning, young people primarily. So you can just axe everybody that's older than Generation X. They don't connect with that at all. So now the kingdom of God is only going to be exposed in this kind of fashion to this niche of people who are 20 and under. And by the way, the next 5 years of people coming along may have a whole different culture. So now we have planned obsolescence. So now we have marginalization. I remember when the Crystal Cathedral, Robert Schuller had figured out, you know, the real strategy. We're going to give them what they want. So we surveyed everybody and gave them what they want. Now we look at that thing and it's like an anachronism.